Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
Your superior chance to buy some great cattle coming up the 23rd through the 26th of August. It's the Bighorn Classic coming live from Sheridan, Wyoming on Rural TV, Dish Network Satellite 232, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. It'll be happening each day, 9 a.m. Central Time, offering 173,000 head of cattle, including 16,000 yearling steers, 10,000 yearling heifers, 40,000 weaned calves, 100,000 calves on cows, and 3,700 bred stock. I'll be starting bright and early Tuesday morning, August 23rd, with weaned calves and calves on cows from several states, including Texas, Oklahoma, and Arkansas, yearlings primarily on the 24th of August, and then cattle from the western parts of the U.S. coming on the Thursday and Friday parts of the sale. If you want more information about this year's Bighorn Classic from Superior Livestock, go to the website, SuperiorLivestock.com, or call 800-422-2117 for Superior Livestock.
Well, live and feeder futures should open moderately higher today as traders position ahead of cash business and Friday's release of the August 1 cattle on feed report. Now, the hog contracts also likely to open on a firm basis today, supported by follow-through buying and the premium of cash index. Now, cattle buying interest, we hope and expect to see improve here today. And short-bought packers strategize to cover near-term slaughter needs. Opening bids should be around 187 in the north, about 118 in our part of the country. And the level of trade volume generated may depend upon how deeply feedlot managers dig in with higher asking prices around 190 in the north, 120 in the south. The cash hog trade continues to enjoy a decent reprieve of firming price action this week. Indeed, yesterday's closing national direct hog report seemed especially impressive with higher prices combining with large negotiated volume. Opening bids today should once again open on a firm basis. Despite the increased cost of live inventory, processing margins are hanging in there reasonably well. The futures are set to open moderately higher today with the help of follow-through buying and constructive fundamentals. On our grains, the soybeans led crop markets higher yet today after USDA reported another big export sale to China and switched a previous export sale to soybeans from corn. Corn found some legs and closed higher for the fourth day to extend its move above its 20-day moving average, and the wheat markets were higher, led by spring and hard red winter wheat markets. Outside markets had mixed reactions to the Fed minutes. The minutes showed Fed governors split on how quickly they should raise interest rates. Wire reports indicate that the consensus among the Fed's voting members is that rates should increase, but more data is needed before that happens. Shortly after that report, the dollar turned lower and equities turned higher. We'll check all your futures right after this.
Well, neighbors, it's 2016, and Stillwater Milling Company is celebrating 125 years of service to Oklahoma agriculture. Longevity doesn't just happen. It's a matter of being innovative, providing products customers want and need, and backing them up after the sale. Stillwater Milling Company provides all your agricultural needs in Stillwater, Claremore, Davis, and Perry, and they distribute their A&M livestock feeds at over 125 dealers across the state. Call Stillwater Milling Company at 800-364-6804 for the A&M dealer nearest you.
Well, on our futures, the live cattle futures, October was down a dollar yesterday at 112.40. December down 65 cents at 113.60. September feeder cattle down 65 cents at 114.92. October down 35 at 142.42. The hog futures, October up 115 yesterday at 61 even. December up 130 at 56.75. Hard red winter wheat at the close yesterday up 7 cents, 418 and a quarter. December was up 6 and 3 quarters at 414. Chicago wheat, September up 2.5 at 426. December's up 3.5 cents at 443. September corn up 2.75 at 330 and a quarter. And December was up 2.5 at 339 and three quarters. September soybeans up 11 cents, 1030 and a half. And November up 8 and three quarters at 1016. On the cotton futures, October up 60 at 68.96. December's up 69 at 69.50. September crude oil up 26 at 47.05. October up 20 at 47.72. September natural gas unchanged at 261. October unchanged, 265 per million BTU. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.